In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We share these words from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth.
He will be exalted among the nations.
He will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
God indeed is our refuge and strength, our help and our fortress. Yet we often choose to flee from the refuge of the Lord. We abandon the strength and safety of our God, trusting in our own strength and power. The Apostle Paul writes that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Jesus says that everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. As we enter the house of the Lord and call upon Him for His good and gracious gifts, let us consider our enslavement to sin and our continued shortcomings as God's people. We take a few moments for silent reflection. Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you in our thoughts, words, and actions. We have sinned as individuals and as a community. We have ignored neighbors in need. We have caused divisions among your people. We have sought refuge in the things of this world and not in you. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us back to you, our refuge and strength.
While we have indeed fallen short of the glory of God, we are also justified by God's grace as a gift. And this is the best news. Though we have been slaves to sin, God has set us free in the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus. As a called and ordained servant of the risen Christ, and by His authority, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our praise song, The Church's One Foundation.